Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride.
So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. This time, I'm coming live from Los Angeles.
From bed.
After Halloween. It's been amazing. We've been having the best time. I always love being in LA. It makes you feel so free, doesn't it?
And my wife yesterday was Vivian. I mean, she looked so good. It was Richard Gere and Vivian, and we had the best time.
We have. And I forgot how fun it is to be in LA. I mean, we haven't been back for like 2 years, I think now. But this is obviously where we met and, you know.
It's pretty special for us.
It is. But this trip has been, well, it is a work trip, really. And it's been chaotic like it always is. And there's never enough time for us. Never enough time to see our friends and sort of, you know, relax. We haven't relaxed once.
Let me tell you, Caroline overbooks everything. See, books an appointment, trust people. There's just not enough hours in a day.
So many things. I'm always fascinated about how ahead they are here surgically and doctors and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, my age, I'm interested. So I think some of you know, I've been looking to see if I was going into menopause, just not because I feel terrible, just because I'm interested.
Oh, let me tell you, just because maybe I'm married to a roller coaster, her hormones are on a different level.
So I did the blood tests in Dubai and, you know, they send all of theirs away. I'm actually about to do I think it's called the Dutch P test that I was going to do tomorrow. But anyway, in one lunch, my girlfriend came to see me and she was like, oh, they have the best hormone doctor. So by the time I finish my lunch, I'm in the hormone doctor having a blood test where the bloods came back within, well, less than 24 hours.
That's Caroline, literally. You sit down with her on a lunch, you tell her about anything that is interesting, and 10 minutes after, she will be doing it, or booking it, or buying it. It's just how she is.
Terrible. That lunch cost me nearly $2,000.
Great.
But anyway, not the point. You know, it is interesting because at 47, obviously things begin to feel a bit different. And I'm, you know, most of you know, there is a few things that I want to tweak in my life. And actually, my friend who I was having lunch with, she is 52. Let me tell you.
I mean, she looks amazing.
Her body, her energy. She was off to a music festival. I mean, I haven't left this bedroom. Since I got here, we have been, well, thank God my husband is the oldest 29-year-old on the planet.
No, literally, like we've been here in the bedroom for the last 4 days. We cannot go out. We are so tired.
We are up at 4 and we're in bed by 7?
Yeah, 7, 8.
8. We're asleep.
If someone was going to tell me before, like 5 years ago, I was going to come to LA and go to bed at 7... I mean...
Well, me too, darling. I used to like hit the ground running. We were invited to the Casa Amigos party. Okay?
Don't let me
start with
that.
We were on the plane. And, well, I mean, I was invited the week before. And actually, I hadn't looked that much into it. I knew it was like this big celebrity party. But, you know,
let me tell you, Caroline told me, oh, there's going to be the biggest party. Everybody's going to be there. And she always says that about everything, literally.
No, I didn't.
And then, yes, honey.
No, I don't. I told you that, like, Casa Amigo is...
But you can tell me Alexandra Ambrosio and Jessica Alba were going to be there.
Well, I mean, I didn't think I had to, like, go into specifics.
Honey, you had to. Those are, like, my crushes, like, since literally I was a baby. So, all of a sudden, in that party... Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Jessica Alba, literally everyone who is anyone.
For those of you that don't understand Spanglish, that is Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber,
Jessica Alba,
who he's absolutely obsessed with.
And Alexandra Ambrosio.
Yeah, were there.
So they were there and they were, we thought, were friends, which means...
He would have met them.
I would have met them and kind of like, you know, be with them.
Anyway, long story short, to be honest, outfits hadn't arrived, darling.
We arrived... And we fell asleep at 7.
We fell asleep at 7.
Woke and then up I at actually, 2.
My friends were calling me from the party at 2, going, are you coming? Are you coming? We could have gone, but we slept. We slept through the hottest ticket in town.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Do you know how many people want to go to that party?
It's crazy. Like, I just keep popping in Instagram and TikTok. Yes, all these videos. I was like, oh my God, we were there.
We had the ticket. And we went
so
to bed.
Sad.
That would never have happened. And if that doesn't push me into a hormone doctor very quick, I would have got off that plane and bounced into that party.
You didn't tell me with like power enough to go.
Well, I couldn't have gone anyway, darling. I was fast asleep by
7. I would have gone in pajamas even. Like, those are my girls.
I know. Anyway, maybe it was God had a stick. Like, maybe we just weren't meant to be there.
I think so. Actually,
reason.
I always say everything happens for a reason. So maybe something wrong, you know, could have happened there.
Anyway, so we didn't go. And we have been in bed. So we had like all these plans to see all our friends. I had a whole list because I wanted to see everybody. And every single dinner I have booked.
Cancelled.
We cancelled.
Cancelled.
Cancelled. Exhausted. Because we can't get past 6:30.
No, also because what you do is you have all these plans, you know, a schedule amazing. And then you overbook things.
No, that's not
between.
Overbooking. We haven't made a dinner.
Honey.
We have not made one dinner.
Okay, but during the day, you literally just,
you know. I'm running around.
Like one, the other one. Yesterday, like it was just a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
A nightmare. You visit more doctors than there is in LA.
Well, anyway, so let me go back. So anyway, we haven't seen any of our friends for dinner. So I apologize to any of you listening out there. It's not that we don't love you. We just physically couldn't do it. And the thing is, today we're packing and we're off to Vegas. And we're doing BravoCon. Anyone that's seen BravoCon or whatever.
It's like war.
It's like war. Tonight we're going to U2 at the Sphere.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So excited.
It's in this huge ball. You know, it's a concert. It's just going to be amazing. I think it's the most amazing concert experience in the world.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been crazy. So I went to the hormone doctor and did my bloods, and to which he's told me that I'm deficient in a couple of things. So I'm going to try them. I'm very excited. I actually checked because I do think sometimes doctors hear a prescription happy.
Yeah. I mean, let me just tell you, I think Caroline, you know, you are never going to have your body 100% perfect as you want it. So
I came home from lunch.
Every time you go to a doctor, there's going to be something you can fix.
I don't tell him.
This one, literally, she's the worst wife in the planet. Like, she comes back and she's like, oh, before going to the doctor, no, I'm just draw me here. I'm going to pop in. I'm just going to go for a consultation. And she comes back with a new nose.
Everywhere.
I'm like, honey.
Yes, I did. So yesterday I didn't realize I had these peptides put in me to make me feel better. I think they'll work in the next week, that he said. And they
Which I'm scared because you don't know how she's going to like, you know, react.
Oh, I'm going to have more energy than you, darling. He said, I'm going back 20 years.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
It
That's
goes
scary.
Straight in. It's like he said in your bottom. So I assumed it was maybe going up my bottom hole.
Oh, God.
I didn't realize they were making a bottom hole. Hot insertion.
So I thought you were just having a consultation and then all of a sudden you're having like...
An operation.
Operation.
So I had my peptide was shoved straight into my butt cheek about 3 inches deep. So that's got a plaster
like,
on
why
it.
Why did you love it, honey?
I don't love it.
You have completely addiction for
then
that.
Then I went to see my favorite doctor for Orianne. Most of you must know Dr. Orianne. He does the Kardashians. I mean, everybody comes to see Orianne.
Drop her in Beverly Hills and she's like, I'm going for a consultation.
I've known him 20 years. It's
baby,
nothing special.
There's no reason. You come back with black. The whole nose was black. And I was like,
oh my God, my makeup artist who's with me from Dubai, she's like, you must hate me. She's like, you've had the worst spray tan because I did the spray tan after I got off a flight. So it's cracked. I did laser on my chest. So the spray tan stuck to the skin.
It's so good.
And my nose is black. And she's got to make me look perfect for BravoCon. I mean,
she has the toughest job in the planet.
In the planet.
Literally.
Anyway, it's too funny. So I came back from Orion and I've had a non-surgical nose job, which is basically the best thing ever. I've done it once before and my daughter hates, she's actually got a lump on her nose. And for anyone considering it, I think it's brilliant because it takes 5 minutes. It's just a filler. And it goes away eventually. I think it lasts about 2 years because the nose is, fillers last a bit longer. So I had it on the very top of my nose, sort of between my eyes. And then he does it at the tip. And it refines the tip. Hang on. It refines the tip. So I came out and I like it because I have quite a round sort of bally nose. It really takes 5 minutes. So I came out to the car and Sergio is waiting for me in the car. And he has a conniption. I mean, literal meltdown. He gets
Let's
out of the car.
Let's be honest, honey, please.
No, because the tip was still white, honey, so it looked really weird.
It's not about that. What I always tell you in marriages, communication is key. You come back and you literally tell me, listen, I'm going for a consultation. Nothing is going to happen. I'm just going to check if there is anything that has to be done in my nose. Then you come back, your nose is black, and you come back with a new nose. I don't recognize your face. Like, how do you want me to feel? I'm looking at you, I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, honey, it's not normal. Any husband in the planet will be extremely mad. You come back and then your nose is like flippy flippy. It looks like a Tinky Winky, literally facing up. And I'm like, what is that? So that's what's happening. And then I get out of the car and I fell in love with your nose, honey. I love your nose.
There's no communication with him because you don't want me to touch myself. Here's what the podcast is really about, okay? And this has got, I want everyone to know, because I know everyone's waiting for this age gap thing to be a problem for us. Like, you know, I'm
It's not
going to
be a problem, but the problem that I see is that you have to understand that I love you how you are. So I love you exactly how I met you, okay? And I don't understand why you keep trying to, I don't know, make a better version of yourself.
Okay, be quiet for 1 minute. I always wanted to make a better version of myself before you arrived. This is not for you. On the other hand, let me explain something. His mother and my mother have done nothing, okay? He gets very upset when I say
completely
this.
Different generation.
Nothing completely at all. Now his mom comes to stay and goes, what can I do?
No, she didn't, honey. I said, honey, as you are the expert on all this, what can we do with my mom?
Nothing.
And you said nothing. Understand? Nothing. Okay, understand.
And I say it again. She's 10 years older than me. She looks great. Don't get me wrong. And my mom looks great too. But there are things that they could tweak. But they can't tweak anymore at all because it would require way too much work.
Baby, por favor, you're having a whole new different face. That's not a tweak. That's like a witch.
So anyway, that is not what I'm doing. So I'm here and we are fighting and fighting every day because I have booked my eyelids and my neck and my lower for all of you, you know, round my jowls.
Is there anything else in the face that you can do? No.
Well, yes, I wouldn't actually mind the endoscopic brow lift now that I'm here, but I'm not doing
God.
It.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yes.
Anyway, so basically, let me explain what I'm doing. I'm having, any of you know that, like, even when I've been upkeeping my face since I was 26 years old, all these things I've been doing, you know, this is the first time I've got no Botox. And actually, you walked me into the loo last night and said, what's wrong? He actually thought the no Botox and
you
the lines
bruise,
above.
Honey. You had a bruise
no,
on the top.
It was black because I removed my eyeliner last night.
Okay, baby.
All over my face.
Let me tell you something. Okay, look at me. I fell in love with your soul, okay? I love this. It's extremely sexy. You look like my dream wife, but I fell in love with this, okay? And I don't want this to be changed because I don't need it. You understand, honey?
It is not for you. I can't keep telling you this. Women,
I understand, honey, but I cannot walk around. The worst thing in the planet that could happen to me is I cannot walk around with someone who is older, who looks so much younger than me and looks fake. I just cannot do that. I want natural. And that's just...
Well, I want natural too. I don't want to face off, which is why I'm doing it now. So here's what I'm doing.
It's not going to look natural.
It's going to...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Look natural. Let's take a little break from the show. Did you know you can tell the difference between a laboratory-grown diamond and a natural diamond? Well, laboratory-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories in just weeks and are easily detected due to their distinct patterns. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over 1 billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of a natural diamond is so widespread. Around 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. So it's so important. So next time that you're all thinking about celebrating a special moment in your life, like engagements, push presents, birthdays, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a lower neck. So basically all they do is slightly pull the skin back, and I'm going to make sure. And they just, you know, they take off the excess skin. Because I mean, any of you that are white, that have even the lasers, they make your skin a little more lax and thin. So now there is nothing I can do. I mean, it's not visible if I wear makeup.
This is so funny how you paint it, honey. They're just doing like a little slick thing. Let me tell you, they're opening through them like ear, going all the way down through here, going down to a neck, and they're pulling everything, open it, and like literally like a wind tunnel, just pushing everything back. So it's not an easy thing, okay? So it's not just popping into to the doctor and just it's like
I
smooth
didn't
everything.
I say it was easy. No, it's
I understand,
not easy.
Honey.
Like, and the trouble is, by the way, I need to psych myself up for this surgery, and I've been very excited to do it. And now he's panicking me to the point that I'm waking up with anxiety, because you know what I know? He is going to see my face when I come out
die.
Of that.
I'm actually going to die. Cry.
You passed out when I got filler.
Because she
he passed
understand.
Out when I got filler.
She's literally my little girl. She's the love of my life. I love her more than anything. I cannot see that little face, you know, going through like crazy things just because of what? For who? For who are you doing this? For you. Okay, I understand, honey. But someone who loves you the most is here sitting next to you.
So
I'm saying you don't need it, honey.
Well, that's my decision. I really don't want him there. So we're fighting about this.
I'm going to be there 100%.
So I was like, I could send him to Spain. Find him some friends here.
Maybe. Send you don't need Newport to find Beach. Me some friends, Carolina. I have friends, okay?
Newport Beach. Because all that's going to happen, you know, Kristen, my girlfriend, is like, I'm staying here, which is great. So at her house. And, you know, all that's going to happen is he's going to get to the hospital and burst into tears because he's going to think that's my face forever. And I'm going to look like a giant basketball. And
let me tell you, honey, just on the list of priorities, you look healthy. You are healthy. You look absolutely beautiful. You have a beautiful life. Everything in your life is absolutely perfect. Why would you want to complicate it?
Darling.
Oh, I hit the spot. Ooh, it's touching your heart.
No.
Come on.
I have always thought about this. It is the age I wanted to do it. And I need you to support me in this. Instead of making me... It's like psyching yourself up for a game. I cannot be weak going into this.
A game that is changing my whole body. Okay. Baby, I absolutely support you. And I will be there. I will be here supporting you by your side. But I am the only one who can make you understand the complications and the reality behind this.
No, you know,
all your friends are going to tell you, go ahead, do it.
Here we are. So yes, do I need it today? Probably not. Like I can
probably not.
Probably I can wait 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 3. But then, you know, what he's saying to me is I'm really healthy now. They've done my bloods. They've checked everything. I'm super healthy. Like, you know, in a few years, it's going to be longer for me to recover. It's going to be harder. There's going to be more work to do. Right now, I can prevent it and stop it and make myself just look better with, you know, minimal, but still it is surgery. I get that.
It's not minimal, okay? It's a 4-hour surgery opening the whole back of your face.
If it was tits, you'd let me do it.
No, baby, I love your tits. I don't want your tits.
Well, because I've done them.
No.
I did them.
Baby, I'm very happy.
And that was a 6-hour surgery.
Honey, I love natural tits as well, okay?
Well, let's see if you don't have them, if you really love them.
Like, yes, I love
them. Do you know what natural tits look like on an
old
woman?
Yeah, they move,
woman?
Actually.
Well, no, darling, you don't.
They come down a little bit.
They come down quite a lot, and especially if you've had children. You don't know.
Maybe,
and you've
I
only
know.
Ever seen me with fillers. And by the way, let me tell you also, I am a slave to the fillers and the everything else. So I will, you know, as I always have.
You're absolutely addicted to
them.
No,
so I would lie, as I always have to him, white lies, and I would go off in New York and do my fillers.
You're going again?
How am I going to go again? This is the whole point of doing this. I don't need to.
She literally just lied to me in like all these, with all these doctors. She just goes, I'm going for a walk. I'm going shopping with my girlfriend. She comes back with like a new thing.
Because
just done.
There's no point. I can't be bothered to have the conversation.
Communication is key. You have to talk to me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you have
not
to.
Not about my face.
Yeah.
And you always like the results.
Should
so anyway,
the
last few years I've been going, and obviously the older I get, the more they need to do. So I think my fillers, and you're going to wince. I'm embarrassed to tell you, were costing me about $15,000 to $20,000 to keep my face.
It's
up.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so by the time you've done that once or twice, you may as well have the surgery that lasts you 10 years.
I don't agree.
Okay. You see, I mean, he's just not listening. And you...
Only one thing is superficial, is healthy, is organic and natural.
What the fuck... What filler is organic and natural?
I just spoke to Christine. She told me it's all organic and natural. The other thing that she does. Not fillers, the other thing. What's the other thing?
I have no idea. Cream?
No cream, honey. No cream.
There is no filler that is organic and natural.
No, that it generates your own, like, it pushes
collagen.
Your own collagen.
Yes.
That's organic and natural because you, like your collagen comes out.
That's not what I was doing. I was doing fillers that sit in your body.
Why can you not do that?
No, you cannot. No, it won't produce a jawline and a chin. These are the things I've done in my fillers. So I used to always do, I did my tip of my nose. So he saw it yesterday for the first time. And that, as I said, I haven't been here for 2 years. So
let
he's
me
never
just tell
it.
You, I'm looking at you on the profile now. And it just look a bit like different. It's not your nose. It's sexy, yes. It doesn't look bad, okay. But it's not your nose. It's like a little point here. Like just comes up and this, it's just not the same. You might love it, but I'm telling you because I know you, it's not your nose.
Again, not permanent. So, you know, I was doing like Botox around my crow's feet. Best thing ever. And I've done that since forever. Okay. Now my head looks like an actual xylophone.
It looks absolutely beautiful.
Because I have more wrinkles across my forehead than I've ever seen in my entire life, because when I have the surgery, he needs to be able to see where my face actually lands.
Question for you. How many people you know that has done a whole thing in her face like what you're doing and they look good and they're happy and they don't look fake? How many?
I know actually lots.
How many people in your circle? I know two of them. That's all.
Okay.
Maybe it's true. Like, people don't do this stuff unless it's a must. You know, not actresses, not, you know,
I'm seeing people that do, you know, ponytail lifts and major surgery to look a bit different. There's surgeries today to make yourself a little bit
them,
refined and beautified. You know, I've got friends that have done that. And it either looks great or it doesn't. I am just pulling it back slightly. I consider it like a permanent thread. And by the way, when I'm doing all the other stuff, it hurts. It really hurts. And I have to do it all the time to keep it up. And then it's not permanent.
Margot Robbie did this?
I don't know. I don't know, darling.
No.
Loads of actresses have. And I'm sure she will. This isn't a full facelift.
I mean, the doctor said to me clearly, see, this is top lift or front lift, neck lift, and this is facelift. If it's affecting this, it's a facelift. So, you know, it's affecting your face, your mouth.
We're not going to agree on this, okay? But what I am saying, so the top of my eyelids is very, very, very common. Everybody does this. And it's like, I don't even have an eyelid anymore. My makeup artist is like, you know, she's working with a flap.
It's very simple. If I would come to you and I would just say, listen, I want to do...
Darling, but it's not your choice. And that you need to understand.
But I'm the one who loves you, honey, and will be here with you until the end.
Well,
and that person is telling you that you don't need it. You know, like, I love you how you are. Like, I don't want to kiss the neck and just feel like as is like a perfect like shape of like, I don't know, like this like super smooth thing. No, it's just, I don't want that. You know, like most of these people that they do these things, they cannot even smile right. It's just not, it really affects your muscles, you know, because it's just, you know, it's not your face. They're pulling back everything. It's just...
I'll be interesting to see what all of you think about this, because it's something that's, you know, really been going on in our household.
I honestly think they're going to agree with me. Natural is so much better. If the man who is sitting right next to you is happy and it's okay with it, like, why would you want to, you know, change anything?
Let's take a little pause from the show. And, well, when I started podcasting, I guess an online store was literally the furthest thing from my mind. But now I'm selling, and Sergio and I have started Bust the Label, and it's all been so easy because we use Shopify. That is the sound of our new sales coming through. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. So you can launch your online shop at any stage and it can become a real life store. All the way through to, we just hit $1 million stage, which I can't wait, obviously, hopefully, crossing our fingers. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling a scented candle or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever you are, whatever you're selling, Shopify has you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to any other leading commerce platform. So sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic and your AI all-powered star. Shopify, I didn't know this, by the way, I couldn't quite believe this. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, millions of other entrepreneurs, every size, across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. They make it so easy because businesses that will grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DND, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DND now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/DND. Happy selling. Let's get back to the show. You know, it's difficult. I am in the entertainment industry. I have a certain standard that I want. It, more than anything, my neck bothers me. My neck bothers me when I look at photographs. My face looks perfect because she can make my face look perfect. My neck goes to the side and it's all wrinkly and it just ages me. Anyway, again, it's something that I've psyched myself up for. I've now paid for, really do want it. And, you know, it's very difficult now.
You can get it back, honey. The money is fine. You know, that's not a problem, maybe. Like, I'm telling you, please think about it. We still have 6 days. Let's just think about it, you know?
Just really need you to dial it back a bit and let this be my decision and not yours. I don't want to go away and regret what I wanted to do for like a long time now.
It is going to be your ultimate decision, okay? It is going to be your thing. But I'm just telling you, someone who loves you and someone who is here, you know, I'm really going to go through it. I'm really going to feel affected for it. And I don't want you to suffer.
That's another thing he says, right? Like, and I don't like this, by the way. I really don't like this. You always say that you're worried you're going to look at me after this and see the process and then not want to be with me.
I didn't say that, honey.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I said that yesterday when I was like, on the moment, the situation was very hot because he just came with a different nose. She didn't tell me. And I said, I don't want my feelings to change for the outside, not the inside, for the outside, because I see just someone who looks a bit different than before. I'd rather you age naturally, looking beautiful, than having someone who is just like, everything is pushing back, like you don't even, I don't know, like the features of your face is just...
But darling, I've never aged naturally. That's what you don't understand. Me going to Morpheus every week and doing threads and doing fillers is not aging naturally.
That's superficial.
It's just not really, darling. You've no idea. You passed out at the size of the cannula going down my jaw.
I understand. That was...
Do you think that's pain? That's fun for me.
It's not fun for you, baby.
No.
But I'm just telling you, baby, like... You look beautiful, baby. I'm not going to be able to fight, or we aren't going to get to a common point on this, but I'm just telling you with the bottom of my heart that I love you how you are. I will be here supporting you. And, you know, I just feel sad that you need that.
You need to change your mental thing in this soon. Because, again, making anyone knows going into a surgery, going into anything like this, it's psyching myself up for a fucking football game. It's like going, you know, would your coach let you have sex the night before? No. Would he let someone telling you every day you're going to fail and it's going to look awful before you go in? No.
But the difference in a football game is that there is no option because you have to play and you have to win or lose. Here, you don't have to play. This is an option. You can play the game and you cannot play the game because it's a pleasure thing, okay? So you don't need it.
But what is the point that you say, okay, you have decided I am going to be quiet now? When is that point? Because I need that point to
fucking
come. That point
is as soon as we get close to it, but we still have 6 days that I'm going to be fighting. I'm going to be fighting for my wife because I know I cannot change what you think, but I can make you see what's going to happen in a different way. It's not as easy as it seems.
I don't think it's easy, Sergio, but it's easy. It's like, that's why I need to, having a baby, you'll be fine for me to slice my belly open and fine for me to like,
no.
Do, every surgery is hard. Every surgery.
Baby, this is a pleasure thing. It's not a surgery. Like, you know, as I said before, you are on the top of your game in your life. Every area or aspect in your life is absolutely beautiful. Thank to God,
and
we are
nothing,
here. And now,
nothing in my life has happened by chance. I have worked and put hard work, determination into every aspect of my life. And this is another part. I don't want to just settle. I hate these lines.
Question.
I hate looking my side of my mouth. It goes down.
You don't
want to
settle. But my question is, who are you doing this for?
Me, not you.
Why
That's
are you
what
doing
you don't
this?
Understand. Me, because I want to keep going the way I want to. I am documenting this for all women to see how they feel. So you can see what I did. And if you, you know, if they like it and like, see options out there. This is for me. This has got jack diddly squat to do with you.
Question. What's the price you have to pay for that?
$12,000.
No, not the actual price. Joder, la madre que le parió. Not the actual price, honey. Like, what's the price of the cost of opportunity of taking this decision than not doing it? Just analyze the situation. You're going to stay without being able to have a normal life for at least 2.5 months, going through Christmas. I'm going to be there by your side for an end result that you might not like. And it's for the rest of your life. It is for the rest of your life. It's not fixable.
I could love it.
It's not fixable.
I could love it.
Or I could, yes. I mean, you could love it, yeah.
I could love it and be ecstatic, which is where I think I'm going to be, and so happy and be like refreshed and just feel amazing, because at this age, it's just going to make me look like I've slept really well and I just look enhanced, and I could be so happy and you could be so happy, and you will feel guilty for doing this to me every day.
I think it's beautiful. I'm not doing anything to you every day. Let's just be honest. Okay. I'm just trying to make you see the reality of the situation.
And then you have to stop.
I will stop. Okay.
Like, but now is a good time to stop, Sergio.
I think it's beautiful to have a man near you, by your side, because this is probably the truth. Like, most of the women that they do this, they don't really
Everyone goes into a marriage thinking they're going to be by the side of their partner for the rest of their
100%,
life.
100%, baby.
Okay, we've been together 5 years, not 55 years. You don't know where you're going to be.
Let's be honest. When you are 50, baby, know. 1 second, after 30 years together, and when you are 50, baby, if your wife decides to do anything, obviously it's just so much easier, because you're going to say, yes, okay, do whatever you want. But on an early stage marriage, we've been 2 years, I would never thought my wife was going to have a full on new face after 2 years of marriage, honey. It's just... we're still in the love stage of the marriage.
Ah,
maybe.
So now we're getting to the crux of it. So I can do it when I'm 55, and it might actually really kill me on the bed. So,
oh God, don't say that, honey. Yeah.
No, Sergio, this is.
I'm very excited to see what people really think on this topic, because this
it's just very, very heated for us.
Very heated. Like, I don't even know where to take this. Like, it's just so. It's scary for me. And I think
anyway, we're not going to win. But like, no. I'm interested, but this, any woman out there, first of all, you do not know where you're going to be in 10 years, nor do I. And that's the beautiful thing about life, not the scary thing.
100%.
You know, things change, things evolve. We all grow. We all set out in life with the best intentions. No one, you know, thinks things aren't going to be forever. Everything's meant to be forever. Look, you know, where we live, when we settle down, you know, our kids, everything changes. Okay. It just does. Whether you evolve with the person or not is another thing. But what I have learned is I'm not going to change myself for anyone. I was doing this before you arrived, and I will be doing this as and when I feel. And well, I think you have the right to have my body, the right to make these decisions over my body, and not to be, you know, use this excuse of you loving.
It doesn't make sense what you're saying. You're like, it's a contradiction, because you're saying you're not going to change yourself for anyone, but the reality, what you're doing is you are changing yourself.
Darling, no, that's not what I meant.
Maybe for everyone or for you.
For me. I'm not going to change who I am. I've always been this person. I've always done things to myself. Go back. I've forever done this. So you want me to go and be this natural human who would just grow old gracefully. Whether you were here or not, I would never grow old gracefully. Anyone that's followed me in all of these years, I've said, I am not going to grow old gracefully. I have no interest.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
My mother would die to do the stuff I've done now, but cannot. She doesn't have the option, because it would be too severe for her.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
She doesn't want to.
To know the man near you,
great,
is happy and content with how you are and who
Darling,
you are.
Please, I look great right now. Let's talk when I'm 70 and then see how wonderfully attracted you are to the woman standing next to you. And I'm not doing this for you. I couldn't give a shit.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're doing, honey, obviously you give a shit. I'm your man.
No, I don't. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. I don't want to be a natural 70, 80 year old woman. I don't. There, I have options, and I'm changing what I want right now.
Wow,
okay?
This room is getting very heated. Yeah. I feel like something is going to fly to my head in a minute.
I don't know. We're not going to. Well, but
that was a lot. That was actually a lot. Good morning. Let me just get a sip of my coffee because
it's it's only 8:29 in Los Angeles. I have to pack for Vegas. And I love you all because this is something that's not going to be solved. I think we're going to see in 6 days, will she or won't she be in under the knife?
Isn't it going to be six days? It's going to be 2.5 months of
follow my journey right here. And maybe,
wait,
you know,
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Is this the last thing you're going to do in your face body?
Yes.
Surgery wise?
Yes. 100%.
You said that last time.
When have I had surgery, ever?
Not surgery, but like you just say yes to everything.
When have I had surgery?
Not surgery, honey, but you just come back with different things all the time in your body.
No, this will be it. I don't have to do all this shit.
This is going to be it.
Mm. It's what's so exciting about it.
This is going to be it.
One stop and shop.
You're not going to go anywhere to do anything else.
I mean, I have to do my chest lines, which I do here. You know, when I sleep, I get that terrible wrinkly chest.
I understand, okay, but like nothing else at all.
No.
No more surgery.
No more surgery.
No more going into the...
No. Of course not. That's the point of it.
For how long?
Well, at least 15 years.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
And what about going to like, to do all these like fillers?
Listen.
Shut up.
I'm going to have Botox. I'm allowed my Botox. Okay, head. You could play my head like a piano.
What about the threads and stuff?
No, all gone. That's so painful.
So that's done?
All done, none.
Are you sure?
100%.
So it's a one-time suffer for me?
Yes.
Baby, you don't understand. I'm going through surgery as well. Like, I'm going to do my face as well on my head. Like, it's going to be a whole thing.
Really
want
to.
I'm
going to
be emotionally completely involved.
I want to gift him a ticket home.
Oh, I thought it was a girlfriend or something. No. I'd be like, yeah.
At this point, I give you a girlfriend.
I take it.
If anyone knows Jessica Alba or is watching this and knows Jessica Alba, if she could just come and pick up my husband for a week, that would be wonderful.
I will be here. Super happy.
On that note, I'm going to get dressed, packed for Vegas because we have to be on a plane in however many hours. I got hair and makeup to make me look younger. And
we're going to the O2 tonight. I'm so excited.
Yes. And
let's see if we make it. Like, we have 6 days left until this surgery. I'm going to be documenting everything, but it is very scary for me.
Don't forget to subscribe. Please send me your messages about this podcast because, you know, it is, as you can see, very raw point for us.
100%.
And
how exciting. One second, I forgot. We did the shooting for the launch of Basta Label.
Oh, we did in LA. So I can't wait for you to see what we've been up to.
It was amazing. BastaLabel.com. We're going to have all the products available.
Be the first, you know, to subscribe and join us on our new adventure with BastaLabel.com.
I'm going to need to be taking all the gummies, ashwagandha, biotin, probiotics just through this week because I feel like she's literally going to kill me.
For sure.
We're
about to launch a detox tea too, which is great for slimming and bloating. So I
think
can't
for
wait
a second, honey. I'm 29 years old. My wife is going through surgery to change her whole face.
Oh my God.
What is happening with me?
Oh
like,
my God.
Any 29 years old will die.
We're going to have to end this.
We'll die. We'll
thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. Hopefully we will still be married next week.
Hopefully. We love you. Ciao.
Ciao. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.